After interviewing Hixonia Nyasulu on our Woman Crush Wednesday feature, we wanted to tap into her psyche just a little bit more. Regarded as one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. A former Unilever employee, she also founded three highly successful companies. She was also our Woman Crush Wednesday, so we promised we'd bring her back to chat to us. This morning, we got her back and we're going to be discussing networking. Good morning, Hixonia Nyasulu.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, you've been at the top of some of the biggest listed companies in the world. You're still on the board of many huge companies. But when people think of the word networking, they picture people in suits handing out business cards. As a businesswoman in the 21st century, what is and isn't networking?
Thanks for the question. I think I'll start with what it isn't. What it isn't is handing out 100, going to a cocktail party and handing out business cards and thinking you have networked. It's not going to an event and leaving 100 cards on the table or throwing them into some lucky draw bowl and thinking that you have networked. What networking should be thought of is establishing meaningful relationship with people, which hopefully will turn into something of a relationship that spends a number of years. What we normally try and teach people about networking is try and be part of a conversation in a meaningful way, in a way that'll get people to remember who you are. And we all know that if you've met somebody and they haven't left an impression on you, as soon as they're gone, their business card is in a box or in your handbag. And after a couple of weeks, you haven't used the handbag for a while, you look and you think, who is that again? Clearly, some situations lend themselves better to networking than others. Obviously, a cocktail party where people are standing around a table is more difficult to make a connection, a meaningful connection with people, because people are circulating, they're moving around. It is obviously easier if you are part of a sit-down dinner, because at least you have 10 people that are dedicated to talking to you the whole evening. And that talking to them is important, because that's how you connect with people. But if you've made a meaningful connection, that person wants to see you again, wants to connect with you, because you either contributed something to the conversation that they remember, that they learned something from, and that they want to continue. Before you know it, the people in the conversation, somebody's going to say, have you got a card? And that's the best way to network, when someone actually asks for your card. Another tip would be to join organizations, sometimes even voluntary organizations, because you'll be amazed at how many high flyers have the time to now serve on a pro bono basis in organizations like those. So find an organization for the aged or for the disabled, or, you know, a fundraising organization, because you're likely to find there people who are CEOs, because now they've got a little bit of time to give to that. And suddenly you're networking at the right level. Yeah. So joining organizations with no hope of pay whatsoever will pay in the future in terms of the people you meet. Sadly, that's the way I started my networking, by giving off my time voluntarily. But you've got to be strategic too. So look at who else serves on that organization and say, geez, I have no chance as a 26-year-old of meeting this person. So this would be an ideal opportunity. And once you are on that board and you've joined that organization, make sure they remember you, because you contribute, you give insights, and you add value.
You don't actually have to be at a networking event to network.
No,
every opportunity
absolutely
is a chance to
network. Yeah.
Thank you, Hixonia, for your business masterclass. Can we bring you back next week? I want to chat about MBAs. Do we need them? Do they matter? Yes or no? Maybe. Okay.
That would be great.
100%.